We're in Siman Tav Resh Lamed, the halachas of the walls of the sukkah. We're up to Sif Hei. What we saw thus far was that the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim taught us that one can get away with two walls and a tefach. The two walls and the tefach, as we learned them, at least midrabanan, were that what you need are two walls at a right angle, and then on the third side, you move away a little bit less than three, so you're within the shear of lovewood, and you put a wall of a little bit more than one tefach. So together, that gives you four. Then, now that you got four, which is most of seven, the size of a sukkah ktana, then you run a tzuras ha-pesach from there till the end of seven. So we said that was shnayim kelchosnu shlishas afilu tefach, and that was fine. So the Mechaber now tells us that when you have a sukkah of shnayim kelchosnu shlishas afilu tefach, this is sif hei, and that's all we'll be doing today. When you do have that kind, kesheich shiru b'shtei defanos hosuyas kamin gam, gam being this right angle, b'tefach v'tzuras ha-pesach, says the Mechaber, afilu im yesh b'shtei ha-defanos psochim harbe. Those two walls can have lots of holes in them. They don't have to be complete walls. Your two walls, the two good walls, they do not have to be complete. She'en behem tzuras pesach, even though there's no tzuras ha-pesach somewhere in the middle of it. In other words, what we're talking about is you've got a board and then you've got a space. You've got a board, you've got another space. The halach is that's still good. Ad she'ket she'titztaref kol ha-porutz yeh meruba al ha-omid k'sheira. Now, it would sound as if what the Mechaber is saying is that even if you have more hole than wall, that's good enough. The way the Achronim explain it and the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins is that what he means is in sum total, if you count all four sides of this sukkah, you will have a majority of porutz, a minimum of omid of wall. So the way it works is as follows. Each wall of those two complete walls on the right angle, each of those walls has to be omed meruba al haporetz. It's got to be more wall than space. So if you put a little board up and then space, a little board and a little space, a little board and a little space, the halacha is that unless you have more board on each of those two sides than you have space, that side does not count. It would be puzzle, and you don't have a shtayim kihil choson to which your shlishis va'afilu tefach is going to add to make it a sukkah kshera. So you've got to have a majority of omid on each side. If you have a majority of omid, and you have pirtzos here and there, you have spaces, as long as those spaces, not a single one of them, is a space of 10 amas, which is enormous. 10 amas, well, the different shittas that you have of an amma, whether an amma is a foot and a half or an amma is 2 feet, 10 of those, that's a lot. So if you have a space that is not more than 10 amas, then the space in halacha is considered a pesach. It's considered a doorway, even though you don't have a tzuras ha-pesach anywhere. So if you have wall, space that is 10 amas or less, more wall, space that is less than 10 amas or less, so long as for the entire length of that side of the sukkah you have more wall than space, the halachi is that that wall is called kiel chosa. It is considered a complete wall. So that goes for one side, the other one at the right angle. Those two have to be omid meruba al haparetz, and only then could you have your tefach by way of the space, the tefach, and the tzuras ha-pesach. Now, one may ask, if that's the case, what does the Mechaber mean when the Mechaber says that you have porutz meruba alaomid, that you have more open space than you have wall, and your sukkah is still kosher? He means the sum total of all four walls. So say, for example, you have a sukkah that is very long, it's very long and narrow. You need shtayim kilchoson, so you have one of the long sides and one of the short sides. They're at a right angle. One of the long and one of the short. Within that long one isn't complete either. Say the long one, you have 51% wall and the rest of it is small spaces. So you have 51% of one side, of the one long side. You've got the narrow side complete. And on the third side, you have the tefach with the less than three space and the tzuras ha-pesach, which gives you altogether seven tefachim. The rest of that long wall is empty. So we have most of a long wall empty, we have a narrow wall that is empty, and then we have 49% of the other long wall empty. B'sach HaKol, your sukkah is porutz merub al omed, and it's still kosher. So long as your shtayim kilchoson, your two walls that are considered the kilchoson, are omed merub al aparetz, even though in total you don't have omed merub al aparetz, the sukkah is kosher. There's another halacha that the Mishnah Berurah mentions, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, and that is that what you really have to have is the corner of those two walls there. The corner must be complete. Meaning, what happens if you have a wall, a space, and then another wall at a right angle? The two walls that are kilchoson are not touching. There's a space between the two of them. Even though that space is smaller than 10 amos, and therefore is considered a pesach, it would not work there. The shtayim kilchoson have to be at a right angle. If the shtayim kilchoson are not at a right angle, your sukkah is possible. Now, we did learn a halacha that when you have two walls that are parallel, then you can make a pas dalet at the side with the tzuras ha-pesach. But if you want to be machshir your sukkah with one wall and then another wall at a right angle, and then a shlishis vafilu tefach, you have to make sure that the corner itself is full. So all in all, it'll turn out that you could never have the possibility of a sukkah that has no corners filled in with something. It means you'll have to have at least one of the corners, one of those right angles at the corners. One of them has to be a place where two walls meet, or in the case of the parallel walls, we're at that third side right over there. Within three, you're already going to have a pas of dalet. But otherwise, to have a space in the corner is not possible. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that if you have within the shir lavud, within three tfachim, the walls almost meet, but there's a space of less than three tfachim between them, then that would work too, because it's within the shir lavud. But he does remind us of something else. The Mishnah Berurah brought up, and he'll be bringing it up again later, the Magen Avram's shita, that we do not rely on lavud unless you have a four-walled sukkah. A shtayim kelchasnu shlishas afilu tefach does not give you the right to use a lavud here for a corner. Therefore, lahalacha, he says, that relying on lavud for the corner in a shtayim kelchasnu shlishas afilu tefach would not be enough. Therefore, you have to have two walls that are actually touching, and then in the third one, you can make your little bit more than a tefach. Now another issue that the Shulchan Aruch discusses and then the Mishnah Berurah goes into as well. What happens if you've got this enormous sukkah? Very, very big sukkah. And you have a very big sukkah. And you also have pirtzis. You have open spaces. One of those spaces is more than 10 amos. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach there. You're going to have to go and see to it that you have two beams and something over it. Or, the case that the Rama previously told us, if you have wall going up on one side and wall going up on the other, and then they meet the schach, that would count as a tzuras ha-pesach. If the schach is directly over them, that would count as a tzuras ha-pesach too. So if you have it, then that's fine. But if the schach is moved away a little bit, then you don't have your tzuras ha-pesach. And as a result of it, your pirtza of more than 10 amos would be a pirtza, and the sukkah wouldn't be kosher. So the first thing the Mishnah Berurah wants to know is, all right, I have a pirtza there. Does that ruin my entire sukkah, or does that mean that my sukkah ends just before it? Is that just going to go ahead and say, you know, I don't have, it ruins the entire wall? Since this is a wall that has within it a pirtza of more than 10 amos, it ruins the entire wall. Or are we to say, the wall is good up until that point, but from there on is puzzle? So the Bir Halacha wanted to say that it doesn't ruin the wall, it just ends the sukkah over there. But then he finds the mashmos of the Bach that it actually ruins the entire wall. A pirtza of 10 without a tzuras ha-pesach will ruin the entire wall. In addition, the Mechaber brings down the shita of the Rambam. This is the Rambam shita here and at Erevin. The Rambam holds that a tzuras ha-pesach will not work for a pirtza of more than 10 unless you have omid meruba ala poritz in the entire wall. That means if the wall is not omid meruba, and you have a pirtza of 10, so what you want to do is complete it with a tzuras ha-pesach, everyone else would hold the tzuras ha-pesach is considered filled in. It's a real doorway, and it's considered filled in, and you can add that to your omed merubah. The Rambam would hold that if you don't have omed merubah, then your tzuras ha-pesach is not going to be able to save the pirtza that is greater than 10. So in short, what do you need then to make a wall kosher? You need omed merubah ala paritz. And the small piritzas are fine, as long as you have all merubal aparets, but not a piritza of more than 10 amas. The Mishnah Berurah wants to know, we said that you need the corners to meet. How much do you need in the corners? Like, what happens if you have a little pole in a corner? Is that good enough too? At your right angle, say you have a complete wall, and then next to it, a pole of, say, one tefach. Mishnah Berurah says that you need that the first, right after the corner, meaning at the corner itself, what has to meet on either side? A pas dalid, four tefachim. Four tefachim has the chashivas of a wall, and that would say that your right angle is complete, because you've got four tefachim on this side and four tefachim on the other side. So, you can have walls with lots of pirtzes. As long as it is omer merubal aparetz, as long as the majority of the wall is standing, and what you have is in the corner, four tefachim on one side, four tefachim on the other, and the two meet. So the minimum shear when we're dealing with mechitzas for a sukkah is your sukkah has to be at least 7 by 7 tefachim. Within that, you need omer merubal aparetz and at least two sides. You need the majority of the wall is standing. And of that omed meruba, four tefachim have to be in the corners and they must meet. The Rama says that the ideal is to make complete walls because these halachas are complicated. See to it that you have four complete walls without any of these extra halachas, just four complete walls. He says that that's the minig. And Rama adds that if you have a choice between three complete mechitzas and one side completely open as a door, or four but with spaces in them, you're better off having three complete ones than four with spaces. So, lahalacha, lechatchila, one should have four complete walls or at least three complete walls. If not, and you really don't have a choice, know the halacha, what you have to have is at least on two of the sides, omed meruba al haparutz, with no pirtza greater than 10 amis, and the corner must be made of two walls that are meeting with four tefachim of wall on either side. And then on your third side, you can do the shlishas afilu tefach, a space of less than three tefachim, a pas of a little bit more than a tefach, and a tzuras ha-pesach taking you all